Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much again for joining us on this Thursday edition, the 17th day of September 2009. Wayne Madsen popping in for about 15 minutes the next hour to give us his take on what's happening with the flu hysteria that's being generated. I want to recap all the top stories on this front. They are clearly attempting to test the waters to send up a trial balloon for forced inoculations, for checkpoints, for mass roundups, for arrest. And so I'm going to be news blitzing over all of that coming up at the bottom of the next hour after Wayne Madsen and continuing with your phone calls. In fact, right now we're talking to medical workers, police officers, military people, defense contractors. Are they getting the same reports that we're getting, that police and military in select areas are being told to prepare for checkpoints, and that people haven't had their flu vaccine and they're not wearing their special RFID bracelet? They are arrested, put in buses, and taken to medical FEMA camps, which has been built all over the country. Let's talk to David in California, a firefighter. David, welcome.
Good morning, Alex. How are you?
Good.
Hey, there are a couple things about this. I had my firefighter annual physical and stress test done. I got to talk to some of the industrial health nurses at the local hospital where they do this. Without being too obvious, I just brought it up in conversation with a few of them. You know, what have you heard about this, that type thing? Because I've heard nothing through the department. And most of my fellow firefighters have said that they won't take it, that they'll take a walk before they do. So the ones that are asleep say no, if I can use that term. The ones that are pretty much awake and know what's going on, the ones that are asleep will take it. The ones that are awake say they see through the plan. But I'm in a small rural area, so maybe it hasn't gotten here yet. And I had a physical with my doctor, as I said the other day, and he said he wouldn't take it. So getting kind of mixed signals. Don't really can't tell at this point what's going on. Like you said, it looks like they're testing the waters is what they're doing, to see gauging reaction of how people are going to react in the end.
Well, I agree with you. This is a way they can grandstand, be the savior, sell tens of billions of dollars in vaccine, target the helpless people in government that have trouble saying no, target the children, get all these mothers who want to save their kids running out to get the shots, and then also gauge the cover-up of all the damage the vaccine and deaths it undoubtedly is going to cause. I think that's what this is, a giant beta test towards something bigger in the future. But they've lined up so many assets that we have to take this very, very serious.
Absolutely. I'm not downplaying it at all.
Oh, no, I'm not either. I'm just saying we don't know.
Yeah, neither do I. I know a lot of local police officers, and the ones that I'm close with, I ask them, you know, have you heard anything about, you know, roadblocks or house-to-house searches? The ones I know personally say, well, they're really not saying too much. They're kind of keeping us in the dark. The ones that I know that I'm not close with just kind of shut up and say nothing. So you can read into that what you want.
That's not a good sign.
No, some people know something and some people don't. Some just don't want to talk about it. So
the local cops can't even talk to a fireman because you might be Al Qaeda.
Exactly.
That's what America's turned into. It's so pathetic.
You know.
But we trust these foreign banks to run all our money and control us. But, oh, my gosh, we can't trust the local fireman. He's evil.
Yeah, well, we don't know you that well, so you're not in our inner circle, so just be mum about it. I won't take the shot. I know most of my fellow firefighters won't, so that's where we're at.
All right, sir, God bless you. Thanks for the info. Dr. Conrad in Utah, Matt in UK, Ronnie in Texas, Brian in Ohio. Your calls are all coming up. Wayne Madsen straight ahead for one segment. And then I've got bizarre headlines like this in the National Post. Manitoba First Nations outraged over body bags in flu shipments.
Are you constantly tired, have a hard time concentrating, experience muscle weakness, or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens, which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And Liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of ailments may be endless, the solution is simple. Try Liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Okay, folks, quiz time. What resource takes care of your food needs at a moment's notice most of the year, is easily preserved for the rest of the year, is nutritious, abundant, forever GMO-free, and is free for the taking? Give up? Your answer is Wild Edible Food. With Linda Runyon's whole enchilada package on your shelf, you'll never be high and dry when everyone else is up the creek without a paddle. In fact, you'll be able to help everyone you know with the extensive knowledge gained from the 7 items in the whole enchilada package, which include books, cards, and video, as well as 2 free gifts. Now, I'd love to say this resource will always be available as your safety net, but in a national emergency, that may just not be true. And it's still now on sale. That's right, until September 21st, everything's still 10% off. So go to our website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of this offer before September 21st, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE for the easiest and cheapest food backup plan. Don't miss it.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live. Thank you so much for joining us. It is Thursday, September 17th, 2009. We're simulcasting the last hour and 52 minutes, as we do daily, at PrisonPlanet.tv. So we're now in the visual, not just on the radio. Thank you so much for joining us. So for this segment, we've got Wayne Madsen of Wayne Madsen Report on with us. He's been trying to get into the flu conferences. He's been beating the pavement in D.C. and Maryland with intel about what they're planning with the flu. Now they're announcing body bags in the U.S., in Canada, with the flu shipments. Under level 6 flu pandemic, they admit they can set up checkpoints, have martial law under U.N. treaty. That's in the news. We are getting reports from military and police. In one case, at an event that Joyce Rowley was at with a police officer, saying they'll set up checkpoints, arrest people, take them on buses to FEMA camps if they won't take the shots. That is in the executive order to arrest you if you refuse. They're doing weird amber alerts on the billboard systems at different pharmacies here in Austin, running reports about kidnapped kids and Alzheimer patients. They're not just on the big government billboards now, so they're testing that takeover grid. Is this just a cover to get the health care bill passed, to get the quote, financial reform bill passed, giving the banks more power? Is it a political cover? Is it a federalization drill? We've confirmed people getting the flu shot are being put in a database that they've had it. That's the beginning of, in this case or in the future, creating a database of who's had it and who has for quarantines. Police in major states are lobbying, and states are passing laws to go along with the feds for forced inoculation, arresting people, going in homes. That's the basic intel on that. Wayne Madsen, what are you hearing along those lines?
Well, I'll tell you, the fact is, I've been looking at where this flu came from, and I can report on your show for the first time that while the United States government won't look into this, a part of the funding for this research into this swine flu H1N1 came from the government of Japan. Now, with a new government there, a Prime Minister Hatoyama, hopefully they might, as one of their first steps, investigate the funding of this research where they got this DNA out of this a woman who died of the 1918 flu in Alaska and how this was basically constructed in a laboratory. The word I get from the research community, definitely this did not happen naturally. This was manufactured in a laboratory environment.
Wayne, specifically, we talked to you a few weeks ago. You were going to try to get into that secretive flu symposium. We got the cover sheet for it saying mass graves, fatalities, quarantine. One of our people got in. We've now got the documents. They're printing them off for me. The details of the meeting, but he was kicked out. Were you able to get into that flu conference?
I was able to get into the flu conference. There was one anomaly. There was an individual who was there from the city of New York, the medical examiner's office, who headed up some sort of special investigation unit for 9/11, believe it or not. And when he found out that the press was invited to this conference, he basically pitched a fit and said, "You know, I don't want my comments recorded." He had his presentation on a thumb drive, his PowerPoint. He plugged it in. He took it out. There were no handouts. Nothing from his presentation. So this guy's subject was mass fatality management, and apparently he's been going around the country giving various talks at various seminars, but it was quite clear in that particular case, that particular subject was considered some sort of, top secret.
Wayne, what's the big picture here? What do you think's really going on?
Well, you know, we've been through this before. We had the anthrax case. Of course, anthrax is a bacteria. It's not spread from person to person, but we never had a full investigation of that. Now, and we know that the strain came out of Fort Detrick. Now we know with this particular H1N1 that it was a recombinant. The two forms of human flu, two forms of swine flu, and one form of avian flu, and it was constructed in a laboratory. There's obvious involvement by the Armed Forces Pathology Institute in Rockville, Maryland, very likely also Fort Detrick, and two particular research centers were heavily involved, the University of Wisconsin at Madison, and the National Microbiology Laboratory in Winnipeg, Manitoba. So there's enough information out there from the research community that this was a man-made virus. The question is to what intent? And was this a way to enrich these four vaccine manufacturers, because the vaccine was recently approved by the Food and Drug Administration? And if that's what it is, this is a potential major criminal case.
Incredible. Now, Dick Armey, and I'm no fan of Dick Armey of the Bush years, but he's come out in the Dallas Morning News and said this may be used as a cover to get government health care and to get other legislation passed during the hysteria. They almost brought the country to its knees for a few dozen deaths in April from the H1N1. What is going to happen is normal deaths happen by the tens of thousands this flu season that's now kicked off. Do you see this being used as a political cover?
actually, it's going to take so long to implement any sort of health care program. This is very similar to the 1918 virus. The 1918 virus actually, like this one, there was a bit of a surge in the spring of 1918. Then at the end of September and October, it peaked in a very big way, killing millions of people around the world. There was one individual at the swine flu conference here who was the director of emergency services for Oklahoma. It was very interesting what he had to say. He went back to the city archives in Oklahoma City and looked at how this was spread back then. It was first there were reports out of Philadelphia, Boston, and New York. Troops were coming back from World War One from the front. They were heading back to the West Coast by train, going through Oklahoma City, and that's how it spread. And it killed thousands of people in Oklahoma City. When they first had people get the flu, the city fathers of Oklahoma City said, oh, it's just a bad case of hay fever, until they realized how bad this was.
So is it just to make money for the vaccine makers? Is it a federalization drill? We've got reports, and they say under level 6 they can run checkpoints, force quarantine. They are keeping records of who gets the shot to create that database for who's complied and who hasn't. Bottom line, what do you see happening?
Well, there were two themes at the swine flu conference. One theme was from the medical professionals. Their big thing was educate the public, let them know what the deal is. Then there were these FEMA types and the military types and the emergency services people. And their theme was, you know, we have to be prepared for riots at the vaccination stations, forced quarantines. They did talk about checkpoints at various travel hubs. So the two things, the medical professionals certainly didn't seem like they were buying off on all that business, but the FEMA types, the Homeland Security types, they were all present, by the way.
And they're always wanting to expand their control and their mandate, and then the flu's perfect to make the American people the enemy, and that was in the cover sheet about quarantines. We're now getting the internal documents here in just a moment. We're going to put some of them on screen as well. You're saying that they're trying to use it for police state, but that people aren't buying.
Yeah, they were excited. I have to say they were chomping at the bit, saying, well, you know, if we have rioting at the vaccination stations, and all this business, they were talking about invoking their quote-unquote protocols for this type of development, whereas the public health people, the people from the medical community, I got the distinct impression they're not singing off of the same song sheet. They're saying, look, we have to educate the public about this particular flu and don't hold anything back, full transparency. And certainly we weren't getting that from the emergency services, the FEMA, Homeland Security people.
Were you able to get out of the conference with this, the internal report from the swine flu secretive conference?
I sat in several of the presentations and took notes. The only one, as I said, where there was opposition to the press being there was this guy from New York City who was discussing mass fatality management, who apparently dealt with the 9/11.
Our guy Williams said that he saw him there and was thrown out. We now have the YouTube video of our reporter or a fellow there doing reporting for us getting thrown out. Did you see that happen?
I didn't see it, but I did talk to one of the conference organizers. By the way, the company that organizes conferences is an Arab-owned company. They're based apparently out of Dubai in the United Arab Emirates. The reaction even by the organizers to this guy from New York City was, they said that was very peculiar.
Interrex, Interject Systems, and others. Here's the internal document, folks. We're going to be going over all of this. Well, Wayne, as this unfolds, we'll continue to check in with you at WayneMadsenReport.com and link it up at Infowars.com. Anything else you've got to add?
We're expecting this to peak as it did in 1918 in October. Probably the first week it'll peak, but we're already seeing surges in places like Minnesota, Washington State, college campuses.
And you're saying the intel is this is man-made and being done by design?
This was man-made, absolutely. This is coming from a top virologist who spent the last... Since it first showed up in Mexico, has been spending all the time.
Stay there.
Okay.
Stay there.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, RMApply.com has a message that is vitally important for you and your family. Did you know that you may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM benefits? Visit RMApply.com and apply for free to see how much you are entitled to. Right now, people just like you are taking advantage of their benefits and using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, and support this show's sponsors. You may be entitled to hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's your money, and you're entitled to it. Apply for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Or call them today for a free no-obligation evaluation to see how much you qualify for. Call 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155 today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up in the next segment, we're going to go to Dr. Conrad in Utah, Dr. Darren in Kansas, Bill in Los Angeles, Matt in the UK, Ronnie in Texas. We're needing your intel, what you're hearing about forced inoculations, quarantines. It's all in the executive order. The government says they may implement it. We're looking for signs that they are going to or are they not going to. This whole thing is staged. That much is clear. The question is, what is the full extent of that? And I have two video clips we're going to play before we go to those calls. But everybody stay there because I want to talk to you. But I've got to get to these clips now. And that's a video clip, after we talked to Wayne Madsen, of a lady who says she's in the military training with the CHIPS in California for quarantines and checkpoints. We checked out all her info. We're trying to get her on. But the transponder tracker she talks about, those have been issued. the Army and Marine Corps working with chips in checkpoints. We confirmed that 4 months ago. We didn't know why. Very illegal. And so that's what's so scary. And then we have a Texas peace officer saying the same thing from a month and a half ago in a video. So those are coming up. First her clip, then the calls, then to the other clip. Let's go ahead and go back to Wayne Madsen. Wayne, you went to the conference, you got there, you saw this, you confirmed a lot of what our other reporter was saying who was there and then got kicked out, and saying that the guy from 9/11 was getting very agitated over reporters being there and wanted them gone. That's why he said he was kicked out. You are saying, though, and you said this first here, and then it came out in the BBC, scientists say they believe H1N1 has been manufactured. But you're saying manufactured and released deliberately to just make money off vaccines, or is this something bigger?
Well, from what I understand from a person in the research community that's been spending all the time looking at where this came from, they may have used a human guinea pig to actually use what's called, they call it the mixing vessel. They couldn't use a pig because it didn't come from pigs to humans. It didn't come from birds to humans. It came human to human, that a human may have been the mixing vessel for this particular pandemic. And possibly that was an individual in Mexico, because they were the first cases we saw out of Mexico in the spring. And all focus should be on the little Inuit village of Fort Brevik, Alaska, because that's where the corpse of a woman, a young woman who died in 1918. She was quite obese, so there was usable tissue because she was basically frozen in a permafrost. Those tissue samples were taken to the Armed Forces Pathology Institute in Rockville, Maryland. And I mean, this is the ground zero, is that little Inuit village. It's apparently the village elders at first, when they went up there to get samples. They also went to Spitsbergen in Norway, but they didn't find anything there. So they were actually looking for samples of the 1918 flu. They brought this dead virus back to life.
And we've been talking about that for a decade. A lot of people have really been concerned about that. And the virologist, as you said, the genetic engineers are saying it looks like it was engineered from that. What's the goal then? Do they want to release something that kills a billion people so that they can reduce population? What's the point of this?
Well, I mean, if you look at this from a purely, you know, criminal investigation standpoint, you've got companies standing to make a bundle of money on the vaccines. Obviously, you know, you've got wrongful death, you know, issues here, as being that this is man-made. So where is the investigation? And now that I've found out that part of the research was funded by the Japanese government, hopefully the new prime minister, who's not, believe me, this is the first non-oligarch party government in Japan since the end of World War II, except for one brief time. The new party over there is full of a lot of reformists. Prime Minister Hanayama and his government is in a better position to investigate this, I think, than our administration.
Well, yeah, the number three guy in the Japanese government's been on this show now, and he believes 9/11 is an inside job.
That's right. This is the Democratic Party of Japan. It's a left-of-center government. They don't buy into the U.S. propaganda. And being that there is a Japanese link to this, I think they stand a much better chance to look at this from their end, because there was money that went into this research from the Japanese government,
government. But it appears this flu is not that deadly. So if it's connected to the old super flu, again, something's weird here.
Well, deadly for some and not for others. I mean, what was it last week? An 11-year-old girl came home from school on a Thursday, sick. She was dead on Sunday. No pre-existing conditions. That's another protocol I think they're putting in place. Saying,
well, yeah, no. The flu of 1918, as you know, killed young, healthy people with a hemorrhagic autoimmune response in the lungs. Wow. Well, Wayne Madsen, thank you so much for spending time with us. We appreciate your great insight.
Good to be with you, Alex.
WayneMadsenReport.com. Our sites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. We're going to come back out of break. We're going to play this lady in the military's clip about checkpoints. Then we're going to come back and play the other clip after that from a Texas peace officer saying something similar. Then Dr. Conrad, Dr. Darren, and many others that want to comment on what's happening. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
You like being a puppet, sir? You like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Finally got myself situated in our new home, and I'm back online now, and everything's A-okay. There's something I need to put out this morning, and I've been praying about it now for a couple days, because I wasn't sure if the Lord wanted me to put it out, and if he did, and I didn't know if I should send it to someone else and have them put it out, and I've contacted a few of you, and gave you this kind of stuff, hoping that you would put this stuff out, but I haven't seen it. So I don't think that I can wait any longer. I was reading from Proverbs 15 today, and it happened to mention in there about putting some sort of knowledge out. I can't quote it right now. My Bible's in the other room. So, well, let's go. I'm just going to tell you. So here's the thing, guys. Am I nervous about putting this information out? Yes. Do I think that it might cause some harm to me? Yes. These are one of those situations where you must ask God and pray about it really hard. Should I do this or should I not? But if I don't do it, some lives could be lost, and I really don't want to see that happen. Can't see my heart right now, but it's beating 1,000 times a minute. Okay. I went away this weekend for a drill and found out some interesting information. Okay. Some of the guys that drill with me happen to be CHP officers, LA County sheriffs, and LAPD. And some of the stuff that they were putting out to us, or at least to my friend, he was putting out some things about how they're training right now on running roadblocks, quarantine, and there's a video that was out recently that talked about shackles, that it's actually a bracelet that gets put on your right hand and somehow pinned into your hand, and it's meant to stay there forever. And it tells them that you've taken the swine flu vaccine. And if you don't have a bracelet, you'll be given the opportunity at the checkpoint to take the swine flu vaccine. And if you don't take it, you'll be boarded onto a bus to a concentration camp. What bothers me is a good number of the people are unaware of this. And the people that, some of the people that I spoke to, isn't really concerned. They'll just go ahead and take the swine flu vaccine. I don't know why the information's not getting out to everybody. Somehow they think that by taking the swine flu vaccine, they can avoid going to these camps. They can avoid any harsh penalties. But I'm telling you now, you take the swine flu vaccine, then you have already condemned yourself.
All right. We're going to play the rest of it next hour. It's up on Infowars.com. But I'm not just going off what this lady's saying with the military training with police. It's separately in all these other news articles that they are training for quarantines, checkpoints, lockdowns, bracelets. I don't know about this thing about it being attached to you. I think the point is, if you don't have that, you go to the prison camp. Look at this. This is out of the Scotsman, the big paper in Scotland. Scottish government prepares thousands of cardboard coffins for pandemic mass graves. National Post out of Canada yesterday. Body bags with flu vaccine shipments. There's the National Post right there. CBS has this propaganda piece where the talking head gets her toxic vaccination live on TV. I'm going to play this 4-minute clip of a Texas police officer at a public event. Joyce Riley's there. Greg Evenson talking about it. Then we're going to go to the next clip after that. It's going to play these back-to-back, and we're going to go to the callers. With CBS, a little 2-minute clip where they're doing the stunt of the anchor getting the shot live on TV. So they're really gearing up. And if we don't gear up and speak out against this, they may go ahead and go forward with martial law. And congressmen are talking about this happening as well. So let's go ahead and go to the next clip.
Upon you this last January, and I thank God I did. You wrote an article this last July 29th. I will never forget it. And there was an excerpt in the article that alarms me and not much surprises me anymore regarding the swine flu and the military, implementing the military to help out. And in the article, I know you don't reveal your sources, but I'd like you to elaborate about the metal shackles they're going to put on the wrists with the computer chip. And maybe, Catherine Albrecht, you can add to that comment.
Unfortunately, I believe one among several plans to ensure that the government's edict of mandated vaccinations, and by the way, the state of Oklahoma last week passed through its House just such a law for the state of Oklahoma and its residents that everyone would be vaccinated in the state of Oklahoma. Now, having said that, there are also plans that will ensure that you do not freely travel, nor will you be able to really go anywhere without proof that you have had the vaccination at the point that the government mandates that certain levels of the population take the inoculation. When that happens, I have been told by state troopers across the country that there are plans ready to be implemented that would include roadblocks and choke points, as we call them, major interstate junctions around major cities and so forth, where the greatest number of people can be held until they are either, they either prove their vaccination by papers or, in the case of a medical specialist in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, who told me that they had observed a semi-tractor trailer being unloaded at the hospital loading dock, pallets and pallets, scores of cases of metal bracelets that once put on would slip into a place and be either pegged in there with some kind of device to hold it in place, but the band was meant to be permanent. On top is a chip. That chip will include all kinds of information about you and the fact that you have been inoculated. Now, this is one of several plans. It has not yet seen the light of day, but it is there. It's in readiness. You choose the poison. It's either slow homicide or slow suicide. They're either going to kill you with the injection, or if you go up and say, sure, I just want to be able to go wherever I want to go, and you take it, to me, that's virtual suicide. It's slow motion suicide. So we've all talked about not getting the vaccination, that's clear, but you may not have a choice. I am told that the plans include buses that will be standing by for people in roadblocks that refuse to take the inoculation. The people will then be escorted to the buses and taken, as I was told, in the state I was in at that time when I was speaking to the troopers, you're going to get a free ride to a nice warm bunk at Fort Riley. Well, it's one of several plans. We can't know until they're implemented, but I assure you that those plans are in place and law enforcement is going to be pulled in. And one of the articles I wrote, I said the law enforcement community will enforce the New World Order. There will be many that will not, and that's good news for us. But I believe it's still the majority that will be standing in line saying, get your shot or get on the bus. That's what's coming.
In this morning's Flu Watch, it seems like everyone's talking about the H1N1 virus lately, but the regular flu season fast approaching, and our Dr. Jennifer Ashton is about to get her annual vaccination right here. Good morning.
Good morning, Harry.
All right. We're still waiting for the H1N1 vaccine to become available mid to late October.
Correct.
This is not that. This is the regular flu vaccine.
Regular flu vaccine, which started to come out a couple of weeks ago. It will be gradually being made available, mm-hmm. pharmacies, hospitals, doctor's offices. Very important for us to remember, the seasonal flu kills about 36,000 Americans every year.
Mm-hmm.
90% of those or so are older people,
right.
or those with chronic medical conditions. And now, because of this flu season being so important, certain states, including our state, New York State, are actually making it mandatory for health care workers
right.
to get vaccinated against both seasonal flu and H1N1.
So Anna Oliveira is here.
She's my medical assistant in my office, and she's going to give me the flu shot. And a couple of things that are important for people to know. First of all, it does not contain live virus, so you cannot get the flu from getting the flu shot.
Huh.
It does take for this flu shot to be effective about 2 weeks
mm-hmm.
Till you get the antibody protection. She's very good. And it is very, very important, especially for healthcare workers, because traditionally only about 40% of healthcare workers get vaccinated. And we are, excellent, Anna, we are the vectors of spread for this virus.
Right.
In addition, you don't want your doctor himself or herself to be mm-hmm. sick. So very important for healthcare workers. We should strive for close to 100% compliance.
There you go. Anna, did you get your shot yet?
Yes,
that's okay.
Yesterday.
Wow, you guys are covered. You guys are covered. Very impressed. Way to go. And this is the regular flu shot.
Regular flu shot. You can get your pharmacy, your doctor's yeah. office, hospital.
There you go. And we'll talk more about H1N1 when it becomes available next month. Jennifer Ashton, thanks so much. Up next, that's next Tuesday, September 22nd, here on the
Ernie
Show.
So that is the brainwashing that is going on out there as people run out and get last year's flu shot, getting ready to get the new flu shot. And Reuters is putting out propaganda saying, oh, there'll be a bunch of deaths every year. 1 million heart attacks, 700,000 strokes, 900,000 miscarriages. Yet this year, they know a significant number will be blamed on H1N1 vaccine, which will roll out within weeks, and they are struggling to be ready. They expect an avalanche of so-called adverse event reports, which are a report of deaths, illnesses, or other health trauma that occur within weeks of receiving treatment. In one case, in this case, the swine flu vaccine. So they're preemptively saying, if you have a bad reaction, we're just going to say it wasn't caused by the vaccine. This is amazing level of mind control. Let's go to Dr. Conrad in Utah. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
One of the reasons why we were in such a dire situation right now is even if the powers that be get a kind of a feel that there might be too much of a public backlash against some of these extreme measures, such as martial law or involuntary incarceration, the fact of the matter is that so many of the people are propagandized to the extent that they believe that vaccines are the intelligent thing to do, and they're just going to roll up their sleeve, and it's going to be devastating for so very, very many people. Not sure if Rob got some information through to you yet today. He said he was going to actually emailed me and asked me to call into the show. I've been working with Rob for a while on a tool to help viralize the truth about vaccinations. And, you know, the problem is I think that a good portion of your listeners, Alex, probably know the truth about vaccinations just from listening to your show. But the problem is that it is so difficult, and I know from 20-plus years of experience, I've known for 20-plus years that vaccinations are a fraud, that they don't work, and that they're dangerous. But I also know how difficult it is for the average person to be able to quickly convince their friend about that because they are so indoctrinated. So I came up with a simple tool that is very powerful and effective that can quickly convince someone of the truth.
Okay, what is it? Tell us.
It's an article that was published on Infowars.com August 18th called "They Want to Inject My Kid with What?" And if people want to go to YouTube and do a search for interview Dr.
No, we actually posted it. It's on PrisonPlanet.com. It's dozens of links. I guess you put this together. It's great. They want to inject my kids with what? Here it is. We'll zoom in on that. And it says video presentation by Barbara Lowe Fisher, President, NVIC, National Vaccine Information Center. And then it just has clip after clip of all the admissions about how deadly they are and all the different cancer cells that are in it, how it's made from dead baby parts. Yes, this is an amazing data page. Did you put this together or did one of our guys do this?
No, I did. And it was published August 18th, but then it kind of got buried in the archive section. What my idea was for there to be a little link to it on Infowars.com and the Prison Planet, I guess, would be good for your listeners to be directed to, because that way, with a click of a mouse, they can send it to all of their contacts, and within 20 minutes, each of their contacts, if they have a brain in their head or any goodness in them whatsoever, are absolutely convinced that vaccines don't work anyway, and they're dangerous.
We have millions of listeners and hundreds of thousands of people on the site every day, and yes, I was marveling over how good this was, how well put together. They want to inject my kids with what? 4 pages of links and documents from the CDC, all the admissions, the mercury, the squalene, what it does. They want to inject my kids with what? Just search engine that, and it's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And thank you for putting this page together.
Yeah, the thing about it is, Alex, is if people just go to a general website, they're so overwhelmed with information, they just get bogged down and it's tedious and they kind of give up a lot of time.
I hear you. We got to work on getting you on again later. It's a great idea. I do want to move on because I want to get medical workers, police, military. That's why we open the phones up at 1-800-259-9231. I want them to call in and are you getting ready for checkpoints? Are you getting ready for quarantines? We know the feds say they have that option on the table, but are you being told it's going to happen like this woman in the Army training with the chips? Because we know that's going on. How widespread is this? Dr. Darren calling from Kansas. Go ahead, Dr. Darren.
Hey, Alex. I'd like to first thank you for waking me up a few months ago. I've been in healthcare for about 20 years now, and I want to share a personal experience I had in the military in 1990 when they came out with some of these crazy shots containing squalene. I had a reaction to one, and it will definitely cause you problems later on. I suffered from a rash from it. I had to go to the hospital and everything. You know, when
as you know, the military admits the squalene and the anthrax shots caused horrible problems. That's not debated.
Definitely definitely. And, you know, now I have a lupus-type rash when I go out in the sun. It's real strange. I'm Native American, have kind of a brown skin. But, yeah, I get this really real rash on my body, my arms, everywhere, even if the heat from the shower causes it now. You know, it's been 20 years ago. So this stuff will stay in your body. You can't wash it out. There's no way. I haven't suffered any neurological effects from it or anything like that. But my point was the day I was calling, I was getting some passport photos a few days ago, called Walgreens to see, you know, what they could do. Of course, they give them. And the first thing they will ask is, you know, this is Walgreens. Can we set you up for your flu shot today? And I was like, do you know? do you know what's in those flu shots? And, of course, the person on the phone says, well, no, I don't. So I begin to tell them about, you know, Miracil, Mercury, and things like this. And this young kid was, like, blown away. So he had to transfer me to somebody else with a little more knowledge. And I said, you know, I would, you know, I was talking to this kid about the flu shots. Do you know what's in them? Do they contain the Miracil? And the lady was, like, very evasive about it. She said, yes, they do contain the preservatives. And I said, specifically the Miracil. And then, you know, she finally admitted
it. Stay there. I want to hear more about this on the other side. And we're going to get to other eyewitnesses. Stay with us.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Guests today that swine flu related, and I realize this is just coming down on us right now. And I want to open the phones up specifically for military, specifically for police, specifically for medical workers with any intel on preparations for possible quarantines, checkpoints, lockdowns. Now, Waylon Jennings' son, who's a great musician in his own right, is a fan of the show, a patriot. He's on the road. He'll just pop in about 20, 30 minutes of the next hour. But the last 20, 30 minutes of the show, I'm just taking calls, not just for medical doctors or people who are against the flu shot, specifically for whistleblowers on that issue. So be ready for that. 1-800-259-9231. All right, Dr. Darren in Kansas, finish up the point. You call Walgreens. You're trying to explain to the person on the other line what's in the shots. Go ahead.
Well, they seem, you know, a little evasive at first, like I said before, a little bit receptive to it. When I just asked them point blank, I said, you know, mercury is a poison, heavy metal. It can kill you. You know, you touch it, it can absorb whatever. You would inject that in your body. I said, would you let your child drink that? No, but you'd inject this in your body. And the thing is, Walgreens has pushed this for a couple of weeks now. They've already vaccinated over 1 million folks already. And, you know, they only did 1.2 million according, you know, SURCHUR is a website I found, and it just gives some statistics over that. But they've already done almost what they've done in the whole entire season last year. So what are they getting out of this, and why are they pushing it? You know, this is something that's not right. And this was just an out of the blue thing that, you know, raised this red flag with me. And yes, they do put your information in a database. I asked them point blank. They do that.
And that's the first step towards having.
And that's crazy. Yeah.
That's the first step towards quarantines, knowing who has and who hasn't had the shot.
And what's their business? You know, what's it, the government's business, whether what you do with your health, period? You know, this is a private thing between you and your doctor. They're trying to federalize and micromanage every bit of our lives from child support to vaccinations. And it's crazy. We need to stop this somehow. We need to let them know. You know, we have to, you know, vote.
Absolutely. Dr. Darren, continue to call in as things develop. God bless you. I'm going to try to hurry now through some more calls. We got a short segment coming up before Shooter Jennings joins us. Specifically, and then after he leaves us, for people that have any info on the quarantines or the mass arrest, we know they're putting it in databases. We know the government's admitting they may do quarantines and checkpoints. The question is, police, are they telling you that they think they're going to do this? Or are they training you right now? Give us the information. This, all our lives depends on this. So 1-800-259-9231. I want to put one plug in here before we end this hour. We have an online video bookstore. That's how we support this operation. Very expensive to do. Plus, it's the best videos, the best books I've seen out there. We don't just carry my 24 films or my book or Paul Watson's book that are excellent. We have all the other great videos. And I consulted on Camp FEMA, American Lockdown, and I'm also featured in the film. William Lewis made it with Gary Franchi. It's really out of the ballpark, powerful. This exposes the FEMA camps are real. It exposes that Glenn Beck is a liar about them not existing. This has the government documents. This is very well produced and very shocking. Camp FEMA is now shipping. It's not officially out till tomorrow, but you can get it here first. We're shipping it out now. Camp FEMA, Infowars.com to order online, or 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. You can also write to me, Infowars.com, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. Or again, 888-253-3139. And the flu, by the way, is the perfect cover for their takeover. It makes everybody a terrorist.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.